world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show coming to you live out of Alaska, 4th of July weekend. Wonder what many people actually understand, but probably, I think it's 1.3 million people have died, fought and died, so that you and I can be have the remnants of what we had as a republic for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or to own property. I thought I'd read just a little bit out of the Declaration of Independence, and then I've got some astounding information that has application to everybody today on the public rights doctrine, and also it's a hoot that a tax court judge, judge, has been indicted for tax evasion, amongst many other things. And she's clueless. And she's been a court. Of course, we know that the tax court doesn't do any judicial stuff. That's even what's way more amazing yet. But I thought I would read just the first two paragraphs of, because even England now is looks like they're waking up. Imagine the novel idea of a nation state wanting to control, a group of people wanting to control its own borders, its own culture, and have its own constitution. What a novel idea. How can one argue against that? Fear. The bankers is one of them. Oh, well, we'll get around to destroy your economy and the money, our bank money, we'll get around, and it's fear. I'm hoping that, beyond hope, that Trump gets elected and we can keep him alive. Because he's the only hope for this country right now. He is the only one. And anyway, I want to read just a little bit of this, and then we'll get back to some amazing information. And some of it that I'm coming up out of, well, of North Carolina. I haven't posted it yet, to deal with the Internal Revenue criminals. And what I'm working on now is Minnesota, is a Rappert's case into the stuff out of Minnesota. I'm working on two cases, or two states right now, so that it'll have application to the states if they come after you, or also the feds, just by taking that part out. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. Our country is the only one like that right now. What's left of it? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, to institute a new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness, prudence, indeed. Let's see, get that part. Organizing its power in such form as to them, that's us, shall most likely to affect their safety, that's us, happiness, prudence, and indeed will dictate the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, no Sharia law and all that nonsense. Accordingly, all experience has shown mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. And such now is necessary that constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having a direct object, the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And then they go on to list all sorts of facts. Has anything changed? No. I can't believe England finally did it. Imagine that those countries over in England gave up, some of them kept their money system, like England, gave up the right to say who comes into their country and left it up to Brussels. They're so, these Islamic people, that are, that their culture is incompatible. Their goal is Sharia law in varying degrees from the devout to the less devout Muslims, but they're all, they want Sharia law. The majority of them do. It's incompatible with Britain. It's incompatible. It's amazing that some of the countries now are finally starting to wake up over in Europe. And I think part of this has to do with Trump. Part of it has to do with the arrogance of this despot that we have called Obama and lying Loretta Lynch and the Clintons. But I am ashamed to have a president of the United States, somebody with that title, act as our president and our, quote, first lady, if she's a lady. She's probably not, she's transgender, but that's neither here nor there either. Have the audacity to go over to England and tell them what they should do. Those people in England, that is a sovereign nation. It's none of our damn business. That's what I like, one of the things about Trump. We need to get out of the nation building business. We can't make the people of Islam or these other countries into republics or even a democracy. It's not our business. Our business is our people, first and foremost, of which our government has been overthrown. And I'll tell you, there our constitutional republic has been overthrown. It's still there, waiting for the people to wake up. And the wake-up call has come with Trump. He is the last hope. If we get anybody else, we have no chance. Zero. It's over. We are as bad as Sodom and Gomorrah in many respects, however bad that was. Hillary lies, cheats, steals. Over 50 people have died around them. Mysterious deaths. More than one shot to commit suicide. Our kids put on railroad tracks. I went from Mena, Arkansas, all the way up to Vince Foster, and it just continues. And yet, they don't get prosecuted. She met with the FBI. And, of course, Judge Jeanette Pirro put it right out there, because Clinton put a thing out to Obama. Well, he got around and communicated with the private email, so he'd be called into the trial. So obviously he's not going to happen, and then Clinton's and Lyon Loretta Lynch get together and meet for 30 minutes talking about their kids, right? We're supposed to believe this crock, and then they get around, well, I'll just get around and accept their recommendation or whatever, but that just, she doesn't recuse herself. Go look at BillStill.com and look at Judge Jeanette Pirro. Very sharp lady. Right on point. It's an illusion. The fix is in. Trump said it. It's rigged. How many other politicians are coming out and say, it's a rigged deal? Only one that I know of right now. Why is that? Why is everybody against Trump? Because they're criminals? The thing is, they call names, and that's what I want to talk about today, is one of the major things, and I am changing the focus of improving. At least that's my attempt to expose the Internal Revenue criminals by terms and definitions. Because when the terms and definitions, and they're there, in the code or in the Congress's nonsense, either way, state or federal, the courts are supposed to take hands off. And they will not. They step around. Do not use the essential elements. What's the essential element of being a Christian? Well, I'd say one of them is you have to believe and abide by the Ten Commandments or attempt to. Is that not an essential element to be a Christian? There's another essential element that you have to believe or use the Bible as written and not the Quran. Is that another essential element? These are things that be a Christian, you cannot exist without what's prior to that. And I love that's what I'm using is the word logic of sine qua non is a really powerful one, which means anything to the left are essential elements for the thing on the right to exist. Sine qua non, S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. And, of course, silicoisms is another one. If A equals B, B equals C, then A equals C. But sine qua non is just an absolute when you start looking at the essential elements, which I'm going to get into. What's the essential element of willful failure to file? What's the essential element of tax evasion? They talk about it briefly, but it's not there. You look at the indictments. I just looked, and I'm going to go over one here with a tax court judge. How come the essential elements of the alleged crime isn't put into the indictment? How come the essential elements that is to be proven in the trial by jury, which is a kangaroo, it is inquisitorial, because the non-essential elements are presented during the IRS trial. I've sat and watched. Back was the last one I watched up here in Alaska. A guy from Alyeska worked. He got railroaded. All the non-essential elements were presented. Well, you got a bank account, you bought a gold coin, but that's not the essential elements that has to be proven beyond the reasonable doubt for the goal of a crime. Why is that missing? Because we're not taught this. We're not taught. I've got a case, and I'm learning. English was never my greatest thing. I have great trouble pronouncing words. A lot of people can pronounce words. I can't. I have great ability for logic and that. But that's fine. Everybody's got their own things. But I am going back and looking. I was never exposed to legal predicate, how to use the terms and the definitions with sine qua non to totally lock down these courts. They know what it means. Essential elements. They talk about it, but you don't see it in the trials. You don't see it. Why is this? Why is it not brought up? Because it's a scam. Because we think we have an adversarial system. The English common law. And in reality, what we have is the inquisitorial system. And people can't understand it, and I can tie down now with what I've been doing in Minnesota that I'm working on, that a citizen of the United States is a taxpayer, and a citizen of the United States is a voter. What does that make? So if you want to vote, you got to be a taxpayer. Well, what is that? Where's your remedy for a taxpayer? Where's the remedy? It's inquisitorial. The Kariski case in the Supreme Court. Because if you're a taxpayer, Congress says you go to the Tax Court of the United States, which is an external establishment, does not sit within the government. It's a mini-government. Changed the name from an agency to a court so that they didn't abide by the Administrative Procedures Act of the regulations. They don't do internal revenue laws. They don't do laws of the United States, and they don't do regulations. Somebody sitting up there like this judge, a tax court judge, it's not a judge. 28 U.S.C. 610 says the tax court, it's not a court. And yet they cite out of the tax court what an inquisitorial judge, they cite that in the other circuits. They cite those cases. Is that like totally just beyond belief. A expert witness is an inquisitor. They make a legal determination. They're not following the law. They just make a legal determination. They give their personal opinion, some determination, legal investigation. Grand jury is an inquisitorial body. Very important to our way of life. But they can't fine, and they can't put you in prison. All they can do is do a true bill. Simple majority. And it has to go to the adversarial system to have force and effect of law for whatever's going on. How does the grand jury... These are logic questions. They're simple. Actually, when you stop and look at it, how does a tax court, which adjudicates public rights, they've said so. And what are public rights? Public rights started in 1856 when Hunter Lessee in a tax issue in a territory, totally outside the several states. Public rights doctrine. So how can an entity called a tax court that is inquisitorial make a determination, and from that we get garnishment, we get notices of federal tax lien that are recorded supposedly in our adversarial system as though there's been a judgment. There's no judgment. It's one person's opinion, an inquisitor. This is beyond belief. How in the hell does that happen? How can it happen? Shocking. Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and say Minnesota has got some amazing stuff in it here. It's just absolutely, I don't know what to say. It's absolutely killer stuff. How can we tie this together? I've been looking to tie in the public rights doctrine as a citizen of the United States. The voter. That's why it's so important. I figured this out, but the thing is, I wanted to prove this with term definitions. Now, Minnesota has got a very interesting one. It says the term, this is in their term, see, the term, taxpayer. Now, North Carolina is a little slicker. They just get around and say taxpayer, and then they'll put a dot, dot. They don't use the word means, and then they just under the word definitions. They leave out the word means. They've repealed the ones where it says means. They're getting trying to get slimier, but it still sticks because it's a definition. In Minnesota, the term taxpayer means any person. Now, that's 7701A. There's all kinds of things. There's, I don't know, 8 or 10 things. So, first of all, there are 8 or 10 essential elements that have to be done under that, or corporation, that would have to be proven. Which one are you? An individual, whatever. Okay, if you go look at individual, is what? It's somebody, they call it a human being or somebody of mankind. Well, let's see. I could be a human being out of France. I could be a human being out of China. Really? What the hell does that prove? It means I'm a member of mankind. Well, that's just really definitive. Duh. That's what it means. But it says here, subject to. And we're going to get into that. That's a real killer because that also blows what we people keep thinking you're the 14th Amendment citizen, and that's nonsense. Of a tax imposed in this chapter for the purposes of, and then they go in, blah, blah, blah. The term taxpayer means an individual eligible to vote in Minnesota. Really? So let's just stop and think about this. So a taxpayer is an individual eligible to vote. Well, who can vote in Minnesota? Under 201.14. B, a citizen of the United States. So you got to be a citizen of the United States, and you're a taxpayer to vote. In Minnesota, the Internal Revenue criminals, federal, get around and send you out a thing to sign you up to vote. Why is that? Because that is the most important thing they need to evoke subject to the jurisdiction thereof. They need our consent always to step out of our natural right as an inalienable rights from our Creator as a citizen of Minnesota. Or citizen of wherever, Texas. They need our consent. That's why they always keep in the juries, federal juries, state juries, Alaska. Everybody's got a consent. Is everybody here a citizen of the United States? Why would they have to ask that before the jury is impaneled? Why would they not already know when that what is going on? Why would they not know that? It's illogical. How could you be selected for a jury if they didn't know who in the hell you are, your citizenship, your status? They know, but they have to get in the record. Oh, would you like to be tried to be by a jury of a citizen of the United States, which means absolutely you have no right of the elective franchise to any constitutionally secured right. When you are doing that, which I can now prove with Minnesota stuff, you are subject to the public rights doctrine, which means you're outside of the several states. You have no constitutional protection, zero, zip, nada. And I can put that into an essential element sine qua non statement, which I'm working on putting that together. And I want to we'll go back and look and put one in for North Carolina. It'll be there. I just got to look for it. It's there. But tying in, taxpayer is a citizen of the United States. They did that in John Thornton's case in Minnesota. They didn't deal with taxpayer. They just dealt with he's a citizen of the United States. The same thing. Because if you're a citizen of the United States, that means in Minnesota statutes, you're a taxpayer. But they won't go there. We don't get it. We don't get it. The federal courts cannot make a determination that you're a taxpayer. Why is that? How in hell can you show up there if they don't even know who in the hell you are? Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, well, we're back here. And this is really interesting in Minnesota. Like I say, they usually do one or two hooks to confuse you. And the ones that is always there, like in North Carolina, they use tax year, means taxable year. Taxable year is always there somewhere. Calendar year, they will hide it because calendar year means taxable year. That's in the code. And all of the states always are relying upon the internal revenue laws, without exception. You just have to look and find it. It's there. But the things that kill them is the definition of taxpayer, withholding agent, and taxable year. Now, what's interesting, really interesting in Minnesota, they've hidden this. See, this is really slick what these guys do. You got to hand it to them. I mean, the people that are doing this are brilliant at wordsmithing. This is in 290.01. This is in Minnesota. For the purposes of section 290.06, subdivision 23, the term taxpayer means individual eligible to vote under 201.012. Well, you see, the average person, unless you have Westlaw, some of this is or probably FindLaw, some of this might be hotlink. I don't know. Everything is hotlink, so you can go see what they're talking about. Well, under 29.06, what is that about? Refund for contributions of political parties and candidates. Taxpayer may claim a refund. Well, a refund is on what? The common thing and essential element is you have to file a Minnesota, or you have to file a Form 1040, which is an implied in-law contract, which means you want a benefit. It's not binding on the IRS. They're forcing you to file like a credit card. It'd be like, you got to go get a credit card because you want to borrow somebody's credit or get a loan. You want to use the credit of the bank to buy a house. Those are implied in-law contracts. So what they do here, they've hidden this. They say, well, let's see here. You got the tax refund. It's hidden in if you want to be political party, that to vote, right to vote. Individual eligible to vote. And they go to the thing. So we tie in the statute of 201.014 in Minnesota that said you got to be a citizen of the United States to vote, which there is, by the way, no elective franchise in the several states. For that, it's always to be a citizen of Minnesota, not a citizen of the United States. Supreme Court said so. I've got a thing on that. It's all been adjudicated out. But we go straight from a citizen of the United States voter to this one here that says you can't if you're going to political parties. But it ties in refund and taxpayer. Then right above it, they say taxpayer means any person subject to imposed by this chapter. That taxpayer goes where? There's only one place for a taxpayer to go. Is it the public rights doctrine? Courts have said so. So we have the taxpayer must have the public rights doctrine is being adjudicated. And if you are a taxpayer, you're a citizen of the United States. It's tied in right here. And you have the right to vote in Minnesota. So by tying those together with the sine qua non essential elements, which is what I'm going to be working on today here and tomorrow, for Rappert in Minnesota on a criminal issue, it's right there. So we can tie in, if you're a taxpayer, you're a citizen of the United States. And if you're a citizen of the United States, you have a right to vote in their world. In the inquisitorial world. Congress operates in the inquisitorial world because they do not respect the Constitution of the United States or the Constitution of the several states. They love their agencies. Federal agencies are inquisitorial entities. They don't make law the same way that Congress is supposed to make law. That's what was so important about that case in Texas, in 25 states. Under rulemaking, Congress gave inquisitorial agencies, under 551, number 4, they can prescribe law. Under rule, one of the options, they can prescribe law. What the hell is that about? You got to be kidding me. And that goes through all the Federal Register and all this nonsense subsidy regulations and on and on and on, and there's no place where it's ever identified. And you got to sue for every one of these prescribed by law so they can, it's we get to shoot at you, and if you can defend and prove it, we'll back off. That's what happened in Texas. So Obama got stopped because the Supreme Court didn't have 4-4. So we have four people on the Supreme Court that are actually they're knowingly committing acts of treason because they're waging war on the laws of the United States. The executive is supposed to faithfully execute the laws of the United States, and he's not doing it. He's waging war on the laws of on the United States. There's people being injured, so that rises to the level of called treason. Supreme Court has held that. So we got four justices knowingly committing treason. Thank goodness we had four of them held their own and say no. Our courts, which most people know, I mean, it's not news, they're out of control. They're not bound by the Constitution of the United States. They're not bound by the Constitution of the several states. But what we're finding, and I'm saying we, is that when you start challenging these guys, what they'll do is they're leaving that person alone in that realm. They just leave you alone. And there are some instances where people have got their status changed, like myself, and IRS got around and quit withholding money 15%. Other people have had it with the Postal Service and other ones that I've got information of came back. That's why it's so important, because they need our consent for everything. But here we have, in Minnesota, we can tie in the taxpayer as a citizen of the United States, and it's under the public rights doctrine. Now, one of the things that I'm working on is how in the hecky AT double act did I get caught into the public rights doctrine where I have no remedy to get out of it? I have no inalienable rights in the public rights doctrine. It's all gone. Because I owe a duty to the public. Really? The Declaration of Independence said we have inalienable rights from the Creator and the government is accountable to us. This turns everything upside down. I am accountable to the government under the public rights doctrine. We don't have any several states. I can't make this stuff up. Why aren't these attorneys and some of these other smart people? Well, I know why some of it isn't doing it, because I know one very powerful attorney in Alaska said, I'm not going to do this. It's up to the people to wake up, because he said, I will lose my job. I'll lose my family and my house. I said, I'm not going to risk it. He said, I couldn't make the difference by myself. We got to have people wake up. We got to have somebody at the top like Trump that can start to, so we can start to prosecute these people, put them in jail. Hillary Clinton is so evil, and Bill and Obama and Lion Loretta Lynch, they're just flouting. How dare you? We can do anything we want. Why aren't some of these other major politicians coming out and saying, hey, this is a rigged deal like Trump? It's rigged. How bad does it have to get before Hillary ever gets or Bill ever gets indicted? How evil does it have to be? Obama, he's a liar at extraordinary. He's committed crimes of treason. And no, nothing happens. How can we survive as a nation if if we don't have any rule of law, any justice out there, we're in trouble, folks. That's why it's so important, even the Republican Party, because the Republican Party is by a bunch of crony capitalists and a bunch of rhinos. They want the same power to stay in. Why is Ryan and why is O'Connor? Why are they coming on board? They make these nonsensical statements. What is it specifically, the essential elements that you don't like? I don't care, call him a racist or not. That means nothing. These people that go to that are paid to go and raise HELL, they remind me of the 2001 Space Odyssey, these apes that were standing there at the monolith going, oh, 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 oh. They have no freaking clue what the monolith was all about. They have no intellect. They just go, oh, oh, oh. They repeat these sayings, these, I mean nothing. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. I have no idea. They're stupid. They're bought and paid for. They're paid to go there. I am going to make available, either one way, I'll get my home page done, but I have scanned the 1943 Rock and Wagnalls. I'm going to do the 1913, get it done, but I've done the 1993 Webster's just to get it done, and the Webster's does not do what the 1943 Funk and Wagnalls. That's why that those dictionaries, they go in such great depth, way beyond what's going on, so that we can use terms. And that's the tack that I'm taking, because they're essential elements, and the terms shut down these kangaroo courts, regardless of what they are. And that's the tack that I'm taking now. We've been backing them off, and what we've seen in several of them now, they won't even in the appellate cases in the Eighth Circuit, too, for Morgan and Thornton and for McAlpine and one out of the Tenth Circuit for a person, I don't want his name out. They go right to the local rules. They go through federal rules of appellate procedure 47 to the local rule 47 that says basically we're not going to do anything. We just affirm what the is because you found us out. We have no judicial power of the United States. And we're not going to enforce anything. We just affirm what's down there and let's turn it loose. That's it. That's what they're doing now. They won't even, there was no argument left. They're not even going to deal with it. They just say, well, okay, so you found us out. What are you going to do about it? Well, you know, my perception is, I'm not going to keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. I read what these people put out. I want to get to the bottom of it, and I can now prove it is the public rights doctrine. There's no doubt about it, and it is a citizen of the United States. And I'm going to get the rest of it out in the open, and we're going to deal with it. But let's go look at this one that I put out on this. This is a hoot on this judge. I mean, she has no clue what the hell is going on here. Let's see, what's her, if we find her name here in my cases. She's a tax court judge. She's not a judge. Just a nice name. I mean, it don't mean diddly squat these when they put these words. Her name is Diane Krupa. K-R-U-P-A. And it's in Minnesota federal court. It's 0-16-CR-84. She had an indictment. She has a husband he's into a lot of nefarious lobbyists and all kinds of different stuff. And so they charged him with, they charged him with Title 18, conspiracy to defraud the United States. That's under 371. I'm not going to go into that one right now because I want to stick to the IRS here. But they also charged them for 7201, tax evasion. Well, what would they have to prove? Now, they don't list the essential elements in the indictment. Now, if you were going to charge somebody with a crime, don't you think it might be important to list the essential elements so if they're going to actually read them in court or make a record, don't you think it might be a good idea to put what has to be has to exist, these essential elements, to find beyond a reasonable doubt? Do you think that's just a good place to start? They don't do it. They don't do it. And in this particular one, what was her husband's name here? His name was Robert Frackler. That's another one of the things you notice when you get up into these politician worlds. They're married, but they don't have the same names, back last name, so makes it harder to track down who they are, of course. This guy, there's only one essential element put in. But what they do is they use this motion for a JENCK, J-E-N-C-K, act for discovery. The government puts in, we want the JENCK Act, J-E-N-C-K, act. We want you, the one that we're accusing, to give us the documents that you have that will help us to convict you. You got to be kidding me. They do it. And the judge granted it. Now, the husband, he put in for a Brady discovery, which is all of the evidence that you have that has to do with the essential elements of the crime, been held many times over, the Brady documents. And you know what the judge did? Denied. So now, are you starting to get there's a sense of something that's rotten in Denmark here? How can that be? You, the accused, give me all the documents you got. And if these people, these attorneys, or this tax court inquisitor had any brains or any smarts, they said, well, I don't got nothing of the essential elements of the documents and go to hell. They don't do it. They don't do it. I don't know why. I mean, this gal's been sitting up there doing her little nonsense stuff up there, and guess what? She don't have a clue, I guess. She's not even going to be filing any motions. One of the things that they want to try to do is insanity defense, mental illness. Judge? Really? Oh, golly gee whiz. God, you just can't make this stuff up. You just cannot make this stuff up. And he put in for a professional, essential element for a professional something or other. I can't put my hands on it right now. Back in a minute.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Ventilation Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave ventilation requires no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave ventilation unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Okay, we're back here, and I found this. Now, this goes to show. Now, this is a guy that's very well connected, and tax court judge, and she retired in 2014. I only came across her one time. Idiot, like most of them are. This is the only essential element that he put in. The reliance on professional defense. What's that mean? Involves two essential elements. One, complete disclosure of the facts. Well, that's a novel idea. But well, how about the essential elements of the crime, you dumb twit? And a good faith reliance on the advice that results. You got to be kidding me. Totally nonsensical. Totally nonsensical. They have no clue what's going on. Their briefing is just garbage. In reality, because the whole thing is, if I have done a crime, like essential element of murder, well, somebody got to have died, you think? I don't get to it. I don't even go there. You see these people, and I've watched these criminal trials and didn't know what was going on. What are the essential elements that has to be proven if you're trying to evade a tax? There's many cases on this stuff, by the way, but they don't make it easy, which I wouldn't either if I was them, because it's a scam. Because they go in there during the whole trial, and you will see all kinds of non-essential things being testified to. I had a bank account. I had money transferred from wages. I had all this wages. You can't even do a notice of deficiency on a wage. That's Subtitle C. And nobody ever brings this up. That's excluded. You can't even do it. Everybody just sits there. What is the crime of, and I'm going to get into willfulness next time, because you see all the, we want you to file. Really? We get these letters. How come you haven't filed? How do people get convicted on willful failure to file? You got to be kidding me. The essential elements. What are this do tax evasion? What are the essential elements? These are the only things that are important to the crime of tax evasion. And they must be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Number one, the existence of a tax deficiency. Whoa! They're done. There is no regulation, force and effect of law. There is nothing that creates what is an existence of a tax deficiency. It doesn't exist. Notice a deficiency is limited to what? Subtitle A, that's income taxes. Subtitle B, estate and gifts. Subtitle C, that's precluded in the definition of means. Subtitle D, which is excise taxes, which has nothing to do with anything. And subtitle F, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. We can throw that one away too. So all we have left is subtitle A and B. Nobody ever brings this up. That's their term definition. You can't even have a deficiency in anything other than subtitle A, B, and the four parts of the excise tax, which has nothing to do with nothing. Excise tax is a tax like on alcohol. It's buried in there, and the government gets it before you buy it. It's an excise tax. Okay, it's irrelevant. They want to call it income taxes. Great. I'm all for it. Back in a minute.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.